Hi, and welcome. You're listening to Doubt to Full Out, where I help you stop the excuses to activate full potential and walk confidently in your true purpose, maximizing impact and income to live full out. I'm your host, Lindsay Yeoman, entrepreneur, speaker, soon-to-be author, and coach. I have the humble honor to speak on this subject because not too long ago, I was stuck in decades of shame, fear, and self-doubt. I never thought my life had purpose beyond my family until God revealed the lies holding me back from His full purpose. I've learned how to not let past mistakes sabotage future success. And now I'm teaching others to overcome their own self-doubt, to walk in truth and success. Each week on the show, I'll share stories of my own journey and other incredible women who have pushed past the fear to live full out for Jesus and their purpose. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Lindsay Yeoman, and today is going to be a shorty episode. Today, I just want to bless you with an uplifting word of prayer. Just a quick episode to hopefully bless you with a word of release and empowerment, because you have power in the Lord. This morning, I had a really, really hot and sweaty workout at Soul Yoga. It's our Soul Strong class where it's basically lifting weights and doing burpees and lunges and squats in 92 degrees. And it was humid outside, which makes it even harder. In some of these classes, when the humidity gets that high, my heart rate literally gets up to 190, 195, like it's crazy. And it makes it very difficult to breathe and keep going. Which is why I'm so glad that I'm in a class with other people holding me accountable, making me continue to do the hard work. And a coach that says, come on, you can do this. You can do anything for 10 seconds. Push yourself. And that is what is so important, to have community and accountability and coaches surrounding us. Because I can guarantee you, probably you and me both would freaking quit if you don't have someone, unless you're a unicorn, all right? If you don't have someone, unless you are a unicorn, it's easy to just let yourself say, okay, well, I did enough for today. But is enough going to get you where you want to go? And honestly, like, this is something I'm working on with my daughters, helping them to see that the bare minimum, that just doing enough, it's not going to get you the job. It's not going to get you the promotion. It may not even get you into college. Doing just enough. That's why we have to have community and accountability and coaches and mentors and people pouring into us, pushing us and helping us. And I really do believe that there's a difference in pushing and being pushy, but that's for another episode. At the end of that workout, I had given it my all, like literally everything I had in the tank. And as I fell on the floor and put the cold lavender towel on my forehead, everything in my head and my body was gone. Like, it was done. And I laid there and I turned my palms up and I just released everything that I had left to Jesus. And I prayed this prayer this morning. And I just want to pray it for you now, because you may need to hear it. So God, I release everything to you. I release control. I release anxiety. I release hatred and anger and sadness and resentment. I breathe out all of this and I release it to you. And I breathe you in. Please fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with joy and peace and patience and love and kindness. In Jesus' name, I breathe out and I release resentment and unforgiveness and anger and disappointment. I release it in Jesus' name. And I pray that you will fill what I've released with Jesus's love and grace and kindness and peace and patience and joy and gratitude and perseverance. In Jesus' name, I release the bad. Fill me with the good. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit in my body and in my mind and in my soul, and especially in my thoughts, my words, and my action. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. And as I lay on my mat in darkness, in a puddle of sweat, barely able to breathe, know that I have power in Jesus to help me do it. Luke 10:19 says, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven. So we have power in Jesus' name. I hope this message today gives you hope and encouragement and allows you to breathe out the bad and breathe in the good, the goodness of the Holy Spirit. The last verse I want to leave you with is a verse that I wear on my necklace every single day. And it's Romans 15:13. And it says, May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks for listening today. I hope to see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Doubt to Full Out. One thing that would really help get this show to the ears of more women who need to listen is for you to rate and leave a comment on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. That truly helps reach and serve more women. Also, be sure to link up with me on Instagram, and please share this podcast with anyone you think might enjoy it. If you have a story to share or would like to be on the show, hop to the link in show notes to submit your story. Until next week, my hope for you is that you begin to uncover the lies of self-doubt so that you can live full out. When you commit to the journey, it changes everything.